Now, a week from today, the people of Florida can play a profoundly important role in helping to lead this nation toward a political revolution.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders rallying in Florida yesterday. And as the campaigns head to Florida, there's one issue that officials in Florida think is being ignored in this presidential campaign. There have been 11 Republican debates so far this campaign cycle, and the candidates have spent a lot of time talking about ISIS, immigration, education, and healthcare. But we've heard very, very little on climate change. In one of the fleetingly rare instances climate change has come up among Republicans back in September, Florida Senator Marco Rubio framed it this way.
So we are not going to destroy our economy. We are not going to make America a harder place to create jobs in order to pursue policies that will do absolutely nothing to change our economy, to change our climate, to change our weather, because America is a lot of things. The greatest country in the world, absolutely. But America is not a planet.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders do have plans for climate change, but even they don't get asked about it much. Well, 21 Florida mayors, Democrats and Republicans, have had enough. The debates are coming to their state. Democrats debate tonight and the Republicans tomorrow, both in Miami. The mayors sent a letter to debate moderators asking them to push the candidates for answers on how they would handle rising sea levels and changing coastlines caused by climate change. Now, let's face it. If you're a coastal mayor or a coastal homeowner, and Florida has a lot of both, you cannot afford for aspiring national leaders to come to the table with no plan. Bob Buckhorn is the Democratic mayor of Tampa. He's also one of those 21 Florida mayors calling on moderators at the upcoming debates to ask the candidates how they would deal with climate change. Mayor Buckhorn, welcome to The Takeaway.
Todd, it's good to be here. Thank you.
What exactly is the situation with your coastal communities there in Florida? What are the specific concerns when it comes to climate change?
Well, I mean, clearly we are at risk. I mean, this is a state that probably more so than anybody is vulnerable to the impact of climate change. We know it occurs incrementally over time, but we recognize down here, if we don't do something to harden the targets, if you will, to harden the vulnerabilities of our cities, to deal with the infrastructure issues, that over the next generation, we're going to see increasing amounts of flooding as a result of climate change. We're going to see more tidal surges. We're going to see sunny day flooding, as we call it down here, where if there's a tidal event, we get water, standing water on the streets because the water is intruding into what was cities and towns all over the coasts. This is not just an issue of puddling after a storm. This is real, and it affects real lives here in Florida, particularly in South Florida.
It's interesting when you talk about the mayor's perspective on this, you're not really talking about massive reductions in carbon and international agreements about energy usage. You're talking about sort of climate change, sea level defense in your city, seawalls, hardening your targets, as you say. It's sort of the other side of rising sea levels.
That is very true. And bear in mind, Todd, you know, the mayors are the front line of defense. We are the guys and women that are on the ground here. And we're dealing with real issues every day, and we don't have the luxury of fighting about partisan politics. Our constituents expect us to deal with this. They expect us to find a solution. And yes, at the global level, reducing our carbon footprint, reducing global warming, reducing emissions absolutely is critical to the long-term solution. But as mayors who have to walk through these puddles and these flooding, I don't have time for the bickering in Washington, D.C. about whether acknowledging it or not. It's real. And mayors want partners in the fight to protect our cities.
Well, let me pick on two candidates in particular, because two come to mind in this discussion. Donald Trump has coastal property in Florida, quite a lot of it, which he talks about all the time. It seems like he would be somebody who could lose directly if those targets aren't hardened. Marco Rubio is your senator. He represents Florida. He talks to people like you all the time. So what have either of these guys said directly to you, to some of your other mayoral colleagues, about the issue?
Well, I can't tell you what Marco Rubio has said because I've never met him, which speaks volumes about his concern for the state of Florida. And Mr. Trump obviously has significant holdings in Florida. He is building a major project on the Hudson River in New York City, which obviously would be affected by any tidal surges or climate change. So I would think that both of them would want to speak to this issue and would want to find solutions to help mitigate it. So far, I haven't heard that. I have heard from the Democratic candidates, particularly Secretary Clinton, on her infrastructure proposals. I think the Democratic candidates recognize that we can't be competitive economically if we don't have an infrastructure that is sound, that is safe, as we rebuild our roads and bridges and rail systems. So, you know, I am a Democrat, but I'm not the Democratic mayor of Tampa. I am the mayor of Tampa. And I respond to people who respond to the needs of our cities and to the concerns of our community. And I just don't hear it on the Republican side.
21 coastal mayors in Florida of both parties are looking out to the sea and wondering how they're going to protect their communities from rising sea levels. And they are asking publicly for the moderators of the coming debates, Democratic and Republican in Florida, to ask the candidates specifically about climate change. Bob Buckhorn is one of them. He's the Democratic mayor of Tampa. Thank you, Mayor.
Todd, thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.